This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Glenda, and I'm interviewing Diego Chavez in Fresh Meadows, Queens, on November 27, 2020. Diego Chavez, do you give him permission to record this oral history?
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to start asking your name.
My name is Diego Chavez.
And how old are you?
48 years old.
And how do you identify yourself as?
Colombian.
In your country of origin?
Colombia.
So we're going to start with questions of why do you leave your country of origin?
My parents decided to immigrate to the United States.
Why did you decide to come to the United States instead of another country?
My parents' decision.
What do you miss about your country of origin?
The food.
Why? What don't you miss about your country of origin?
Crime.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
I was unable to talk to anybody before I left the country.
Why was that?
My parents were afraid.
And what were your expectations of the United States?
I had no expectations. It was something that was going to be new.
How old were you at the time of your immigration?
11.
Okay, so now tell me about your journey to New York. What did it entail? Did it go according to the plan?
Yes. It was simple. Back then, you could only just get on a plane and go from one place to the other. No identification required.
Even though you were coming in an illegal way?
Yes.
So when and with whom do you come to New York City?
With my mom and my brother.
And when was that?
In February 1985.
So how long is that from now?
30 years, 30 and change.
39. So how did New York City meet and fail to meet your expectations? You say you didn't have any expectations about it. Did you have any thoughts on the new place you were coming?
It was hard because of the language barrier. It was harder than, especially when you're a kid.
So how were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood, specifically?
We couldn't talk to anybody. We were always inside, indoors. Couldn't go to the park. You couldn't go anywhere.
Why you couldn't?
Because my parents were scared because of the immigration status.
So your parents were afraid that you could get caught or
and
something?
And deported.
So they kept you inside the house the whole time?
Yeah.
Were you able to go to school?
Yes.
Did they prevent you or say you anything after or before going to school?
Yeah, not to talk to anybody about immigration or what my legal status was in the country.
Were you afraid of ICE back then when you were a kid?
No.
Going to the streets, no? How did you adjust to a new language in New York City as a kid?
You have to learn the hard way. It's a lot of bullying when you don't speak the language.
Bullying in school?
Yes.
And how about the culture? How did you adjust to the culture?
The culture wasn't a big deal, it was just the language.
So you managed to get used to the culture and the American way?
Kind of.
So What new opportunities were available to you upon your arrival in New York City?
It was a lot easier to go to school. And it's a lot easier to, yeah, to go to school.
It is a lot of easier here than in Colombia?
Yes, even though the school system here is not as good as the school system in Colombia.
Okay, and how was that? How was it not good here in Colombia?
A kid that comes here at the age of 12 knows more than a kid that's in 10th, 11th grade in high school.
So back in the 85, you said you came here. So it was more strict in your origin country than
school.
Here?
Yes.
So, what did the assimilation project look like for you? How did you blend together into the American culture?
You adapt. When you're a kid, it's easier to adapt than when you're a grown up.
Didn't you miss anything from your country, your friends, or the way that school worked in Colombia?
No.
What in your life keeps you connected to your nation of origin?
Just the food. Now, just the food.
So you could say you live the American way?
To a certain degree, yes.
And how's that?
The American way. You wake up, you go to work, you come home, you go to sleep, you wake up the next morning, you go to work. Once or twice a year, you take a small vacation and just keep on going.
And you said you learned the language the hard way. Could you say that, is that over for you now? Like, your English skills are good?
English skills are good, yes. Not as good as they should be, no. I learned English in the streets, not in school.
And how was, you said you learned English in the streets, how was that?
I learned English with a few friends I had. They would tell me to say things the way that I think they should be said, and they'll just correct me. So 90% of my English is from the streets, very little from school.
And how is that you didn't learn your English from school?
I had to work in an early age.
So at what age did you start to work?
14.
14. So that you lived 14 years old, that's very early. So how did your parents tell you to?
I chose to help them with the bills.
Were you able to find a job at that age?
Yes. Yes.
So now, how do you navigate a bilingual life? How do you speak English and Spanish in your daily life, or just English or just Spanish?
Both.
Both. So where have you lived in New York City? What parts of it?
Queens.
And only Queens? Why is that?
I like Queens.
You like Queens better than other boroughs? Weren't you curious about the other? Have you always lived in a Hispanic community?
No.
You were living in some sort of communities?
Flushing is not considered Hispanic community. It's actually a mixed crowd between Orientals and Spanish people. Fresh Meadows is considered some parts of Jewish, Orientals, white, and Hispanics.
So you're comfortable in the zone that you live?
Yes, it's a quiet neighborhood.
You're a very quiet person. So, what was the hardest part about your move to New York City? From you moving from Colombia to New York City specifically, what was the hardest part?
Leaving everything you grew up with, leaving everything behind, coming to a new place that you don't know what to expect. When to begin with, you have a language as a barrier. You have no documents. You need to adapt. But the hardest thing is to leave everything behind. It doesn't matter how much you had or how little you had, you're leaving everything behind. Everything you ever known, you're leaving it and starting something new.
From scratch. So, when you said that leaving everything behind, you mean your family, your friends, or the
Everything.
place, everything?
Everything you ever known.
So when you arrived here, did the community make you feel like you belonged when you arrived? Or like you said,
No.
you
I
were
never dealt with the community. I was always kept to myself.
Kept to yourself because of you, the influence that you grandparents
Yes.
having you.
Yes.
Mommy.
So,
Mommy.
as a New Yorker, because now you're a New Yorker, you have like most of your life living here. What's your favorite part about living in New York?
It used to be a safe place, not anymore.
It
Now
used
things are going back to the killing, the weapons, the shootouts, like when it was back in the 80s. Pretty much instead of going forward, we're going backwards.
But so in the 80s, the thing was with the it was more the gentrification of it and people coming in and out in the drugs and the AIDS and everything that.
AIDS was in the 90s.
Well, but back then when you were younger, so you said that you don't like. So you don't have a favorite part of New York?
No, because
Not
pretty much
anymore.
all the boroughs are the same.
But you
One
like the
way,
neighborhood you lived.
one way or the other, is the same. The neighborhood that I live here is a very quiet neighborhood. Until about a month or two ago, they found somebody dead in the park.
Yeah, I
So,
saw that.
and that makes you wonder how safe is the neighborhood you're living in.
So, since you've been here since the 80s, and you have lived through the change in here in New York, do you think that since your arrival here in Fresh Meadows have changed anything changed?
Yes, the neighborhood is not, instead of going forward, like it's going backwards.
So you're saying that there's more crime and there's no, it isn't
Crime
a
is
safe place
crime.
anymore.
Crime is increasing all throughout New York. And it's not anymore because Brooklyn, or because it's Flatbush, or because it's Bushwick, or because it's Washington Heights in the city, or Harlem in the city. It's just crime is increasing all throughout New York.
Do you think that this high crime level is it because of the election times, or because of the president that we have, or because of what?
Because of the police.
Because of the
The
police?
police can't do the job because they're not given the tools they need to do the proper jobs.
So, that's a very interesting point. So, do you think that in your reception in here and in the United States more generally, Do you think that has changed over time?
Yes.
So could you tell me some of those changes that you have lived through?
It's hard to explain.
So were culturally, like, how have you in your community, because as a Colombian, have you experimented any changes in your community? The time that you've been
there? I'm pretty much kept to myself.
But you watch the news, right?
Not really. News is just repetitive. Every day, same thing. Same thing, different day.
Life isn't that quiet or that bored. You know, we're living in times, rough times.
Times are what you make them to be. If you're going to be outside and you're going to be socializing and going to events, sure, you're going to have a life, but you're exposing yourself to a lot. I don't have time for that.
So you're telling me that you, as an American citizen, you yourself don't relate with the election times or with the presidential...
No, you don't know what's worse. The dummy that we have now... Or the new dummy that's going to come up. Bottom line, they're both dummies. So the million-dollar question is, what you rather have? A dummy that you already know what it is, or a new dummy that you have no idea what he's going to do? But a dummy is a dummy. It doesn't matter which way you look at it, whether they're a Democrat
Republican.
Or Republican. Dummy is a dummy. Whether it's red or blue, it's just a color difference.
So that's your perspective on
yes.
The government and everything. So you just kept yourself and you don't relate to any social life, any political life, any economic crisis that we're going through?
No, I'm here to work. I work, pay my bills, pay my taxes, make enough money to be able to live comfortably, and that's it.
So you wouldn't change anything about the current U.S. immigration system, would you?
Immigration system has the good things and the bad things. The president of people focus on bringing out the bad things, with the criminals coming into this country and just because they're not wanted in their country, they're going to come here to do whatever they were doing in their country, making more money here. And then the other side of the immigrants is the immigrants do the jobs that the Americans don't want to do. And the Americans hire the immigrants because they don't have to pay them as much as they have to pay somebody that's born here.
So you'd say that immigrants are cheap labor?
Pretty much.
So that's
not to an extent, but that's about 70% accurate.
Would you say that that has changed over time, or that immigrants have more ways of earning money today than it was 30 years ago?
Yes, they do.
If you've become or on a path to citizenship, if you've become or are on a path to U.S. citizenship, could you tell me your process, how was it, or how is it?
It's expensive.
Becoming a U.S. citizen is expensive. Why is that?
Almost $1,000.
$1,000?
Almost $1,000. It will reach $1,000 within the next 2 years, give or take.
How long did it take you to become a U.S. citizen?
I only did it because my grandmother wanted me to, not because I really want to. So that took me, usually take a person 5 years. It took me about 10, 15 years to become a citizen.
Because you weren't interested in it, but you had to do it?
Because to please my grandmother. Okay.
So, you said that you weren't a political person, but this is the question. How has the politics of the last decade impacted your experience as an immigrant in the United States? The last decade or two decades, how has that impacted your life or your jobs? Because you said that you're here to work. How has that changed over time?
To be honest with you, it hasn't.
It hasn't changed for you? You keep the same level line? So, is there anything you consider that I didn't ask that I should have asked?
No.
No. You pretty much covered. So, I had to do a question on a major event that you've lived here through in your life. So, could you tell me one big major event that you lived through being here?
9/11.
In being here, is there any event that impact your, that you are aware of, that impacted your native country?
No.
You aren't aware of? You don't keep yourself up with the news? Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.